They may get parole tomorrow. Well, it would be Eric and then Lyle on Friday. They may get on the respective days. They may get parole. But it then goes to attorneys for the state, okay. 120 days that those attorneys have. And then the governor would have 30 days. And the governor can come in and veto this. And the governor has vetoed high-profile names before. Sirhan Sirhan, one of the Manson followers for a while, he vetoed. So they can come in and say they believe that they should get parole, and he could say no.
It seems publicly that the brothers really do have a tremendous amount of family support wanting their release. There was the sort of the one dissenting family member for a little while. What do we know about all that?
Yeah, and he passed away. Right. He's no longer there. So family members are going to be part of this. They are going to speak during the hearing tomorrow. But they're in an interesting situation. They're the victim's family, right. But they're also their family and pushing for their release. And then you got the DA on the other side who's saying, do not release them, that they are a risk to the public, that they have lied through all of this, that they have never come clean. The parole board members are going to listen to all of that. So these are all going to be parts of the argument. And then when we talk about the governor, if he's going to run for president, he says he's not. But if he does he want to be the governor who released the Menendez brothers? Maybe not. Maybe not yet. It would be up to him.
You know, and that brings us back sort of to the beginning of all of this, of the former district attorney, George Gascon, saying this was not politically motivated decision. We have a new district attorney here, Nathan Hochman. Do we know anything about his role in this? Might he show up? Do we have any idea?
Gascon or Hochman? Yeah.
Hochman. Well,
and Hochman may show up.
Yeah.
His office will be making the arguments against the release.
Yeah.
He has a tendency in these hearings, in the court hearings, to show up and
really?
Do it. It Chula Vista is a long way away. That's, you know, a good, right now, a traffic 4-hour drive away from where we are here in L.A. Does he want to make that trip down there tomorrow? He might. He, in some of the court hearings, would just randomly show up. So he may be there. But politics comes into all of this on both sides.
Yeah.
And with the governor getting involved, there is politics involved.